Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Chilling.
So now a million.
So here we are, it's a Crouch End 10K. This is a community, I'd classify this as a community fun run special.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'd say. It's, there's much less pressure as opposed to London Marathon. It's just everyone from the Crouch End area gets together and runs 10K every year. And there's just club runners and there's people who take an hour or more.
And it's totally community-ish, isn't it? I mean, it feels like people are just walking out of the house and going to the park and doing this.
Some of them, yeah. They've just nipped out to get the Sunday papers. They've actually got lost. They find themselves.
That's right. And thank goodness they were wearing lycra. I actually feel like an interloper coming from a different...
How are you today? Are you a survivor this morning? You had a late night, yeah?
Yeah, I like that. You're reffing that song that was playing, aren't you? I am a survivor. I had a late night because I had a show in Oxford and I came back by... Public transport.
Jog,
yeah, okay, good.
The beginnings of a warm-up.
Yeah. I'm wearing a heavy bag. There's two ambulances here, and I've got to say...
Let's just go straight
I'm slightly
there.
Worried I'm going to need one. No, I feel very queasy. I'm not quite myself this morning. It could just be because I'm tired. And also, I've got a burning thigh muscle, the muscle that connects the right-hand side of my right thigh to the top of my knee.
That hasn't got better after
it's
the London,
worse.
Really, has it?
It's getting worse. It's a London injury, which has been exacerbated by continued running.
Right.
And it's chronic now, it's ongoing.
No, right.
But I also like to use it work because it makes it sound like it's really bad. Oh, it's chronic!
Yeah.
And I think running on it is fine. It doesn't feel like it's, I don't know.
Well,
I should stop. I don't want to stop. But
well, have you been doing
in
a lot?
Short, I don't feel good about this 10K. I think it might be a bit of a crawl for me. I haven't been doing that much. No, I skipped my run on Friday. I haven't run since we went to the park the other day. I ran with my son yesterday to see how far he's been running.
Okay.
He's been running half a mile, bless him.
I see that we've actually stopped our warm-up jog.
Let's keep going. I'm wearing a big heavy bag.
Bad with feeling. But we don't need to run for long, because I'm
well, you're running so slow, I thought if I just stride next to you
actually,
like this.
You can. That actually works.
That works quite well, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It is a good atmosphere here, and it's nice. Do you know, the other thing, of course, about this summer, I didn't really notice last year, is that it's summer now.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's only a couple of weeks since the marathon, but it's completely different. You know, there's colour doves going, ooh, ooh.
It's amazing. Ooh, and they've got all ooh, that they've got all that community action afterwards, haven't they? Because it's a fun run day, so they've got kids' miles.
So what
races,
goes on over
amazing.
Here? Oh, yeah.
There's loads of, like, food stalls and massage tents and, world food. It's heaven for the gluten-free
really
vegan.
Look, come in here. I'm going to get a picture of us on this tree. Look how gorgeous it is. It's summer. I'm going to show it in the... show you all these activities you're talking about.
Yeah.
Some kind of beat the goalie. Beat the goalie. That's a very strange pronunciation. Beat the goalie type deal. Yeah, it's really nice. And has this been going forever then? Is this a sort of Crouch End tradition?
Yeah. It's getting increasingly popular.
Sorry, stride and walk. Stride and walk, you're
right. There's it's a nice combination of, like, there'll be club runners at the sharp end.
Yep.
And then there'll be just everyone. And also there'll be a competitive seam of... mothers between like between like 50 and 65 minutes.
They'll all be really trying to take me down.
They'll just be logging it for Schoolgate boasting.
I just spotted that your lovely Ali Pally up on the hill there where we were the other day. Look at that view. Karchend is lovely, isn't it? I think it's great. I do feel bad because I was saying the other day, I can't believe that we're not allowed to wear headphones and stuff. And then apparently, what was the run last week where 48 people got disqualified for wearing headphones?
Yeah, was that some run up north or something?
Yeah. So I just want to be clear, I have not bought my headphones.
Yeah, right.
I respect the rules of the race at hand.
Have you not? What no. are you going to do? You're going to go crazy.
I'm going to listen to myself going.
So. Slush rush for later. Nice.
I don't know. I'm right on the line. I must be feeling better than when I woke up.
Are you there?
Who are you on the phone to? We're trying to record a podcast here, Paul Tomkinson.
I'm chatting to Julie. She's going to be our first guest, hopefully, on the podcast.
Yes.
Have you arrived? Hello? Can you hear me?
Julie!
Hello? Are you there?
Yep. This is great stuff.
Yeah. That's great. That's working out well.
That is.
Julie's a highly trained athlete. This is good. We should be jogging because it's soft grass.
Okay.
Julie's.
No, I think that my actually feeling rough is slightly abating to making excuses, which is quite a good sign. But I can't. I don't know.
How are you, Paul? I'm pretty stiff myself. I've been hitting the track hard.
You've done a bit much. Have you run once or twice since you went out in the rainy day?
Well, twice. I did a track session on Thursday, which was my second of the week, which is way too much.
Yeah.
And it was really short, intense sprints.
Yeah.
But it has to be said, there was this girl there who was like 22. She raised my pace a bit.
Oh dear.
It was great. But it was just loads of blokes and this very friendly Australian girl.
Yeah.
And she was really fast. So everyone just basically came away injured.
There's a frightening subtext to this whole thing.
No, but she'd certainly raised my game.
Very, very friendly Australian girl. And she was really
so we,
I, fast.
We ended up doing like 6 100-metre sprints and stuff. I haven't done that for like over 20 years.
Yeah.
So my quads are really tight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, what you need to do is run 10K on that as fast as you can.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. That's really push
that's,
it.
That's the cure, isn't it?
Start in pain. Run through the pain and end up crippled at the end.
Yeah.
Isn't that what runners do?
Never at any point remember the age that you actually are.
Yeah, totally. In this age-defying obsession.
No, not defying it. Denying. Age-denying.
Age-denying and accelerating. I'm actually looking older than I have in ages.
No, that's not true. I'm sure that's not the case. No, I'm not sure that's not the case. Look at this. We were just saying, there's not many people here. Everyone's just timed it brilliantly.
They suddenly appear arrive.
Yeah, so we were running away in about, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes.
Let's see if
minutes.
We can find Julie. See if she's arrived.
All right.
We've got half a notion to... We're going to start the guests in the summer, and we've got loads of ideas. I was chatting to someone the other day saying we should look for, like, athletes and comics.
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
We're thinking wish list.
And newsreaders. Don't forget newsreaders.
Seb Coe.
I've met Seb Coe.
This guy can get a Sonia O'Sullivan, who ran for Ireland in the Olympics.
Oh.
So we can get some people.
That sounds good. Look at this. See, now they're all here.
People are here.
And can you hear that in the background? There's pumping music playing. Just about 10 minutes ago, it didn't look like this.
There's no one here.
It's more like a car park.
Let's have a look.
All right, well, let's go and find Julie, but let's, in case I've got to go and pack my bag away.
Right.
We'll report to you after the race and tell you how it went. How's it going to go before we...
I'm looking for anything between 40 and 42.
Nice,
that's
good.
I've got a bit of a range there, but we'll see how I feel with
I'm
my
looking
quads.
For anything between 45 and stopping to puke.
Let's hope our dreams come true.
We'll talk to you in a bit.
Okay.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
So here we are post-race, Crouch and 10K.
Yes.
And it's good it's over, isn't it?
Yeah, it was over very quickly. I think we did all right.
Yeah, mate. Well, talk us through the route. I mean, the map is not the territory. What I did 41:33. What was your time?
I like to see the official time. I wasn't quite on the start line. I came over the line at 43 in a few seconds.
So you'll be under 43.
42-something, and that's great. And it was really steady. Do you know, the main thing was what we said the other day, which is that we'd done the course before.
Yes.
Felt about a third of the distance of last year because I knew what was happening.
Because you know what's happening, yeah.
I think, because you do start out and you go around twice, and I think last time we did it, I didn't even know that. I was kind of finding it out as we went.
I think I realised that I just felt tired all the way through. It's just those track sessions. And if you think about it, I did every 10K for the first 30Ks in London in like 41:50-ish.
Yes.
So I think I'm 17 seconds slower for one 10K. I mean, it's quite a tough little course. And also, you're just still a bit tired after London.
Oh, absolutely.
You're not fully back, are you?
No, but that's what I was saying. The same as in London, really. I know I'm not fit. I'm not at my fittest by a long way, but I'm better running than I was.
Right.
We're back on the sidelines now, watching them all coming into the park.
So we're just facing people as they come in.
Just get a picture of us in our finishing mode. Let's get behind these people. Yeah. Otherwise we're gonna.
It's actually quite nice, isn't it?
It's lovely to see everyone. Here we go. Look, they're coming in, and we've finished. We've done it.
And you can shout at people, and you're allowed to.
Yeah, in a good way.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Shout something. Go on, try something now.
Well run.
Good.
Go on, Mark.
Go on, Mark.
Go on, Marky.
Comedian Mark Meyer.
He's looking all right, isn't he?
He's looking good.
By which I mean really knackered.
Yeah, broken.
Like,
absolutely broken.
Appallingly tired. So these are the runners coming in about 47, 48 for 10K.
Yeah, they're looking really good. Really good. Well, yeah, I went out there, and it's the same as everything. I'm definitely not as fast as I was, but, you know, such an interesting comparison because I'm a much better runner than I was this time last year.
What do you mean by that?
Well,
I
was just much more
aware
of what I'm doing.
Yeah.
I know myself, exactly.
Yeah,
I know myself, I know the course. It's like my gauges for what I'm doing are much more attuned.
You're in conversation more with your central governor.
Who's
saying how much energy you got left, how long to go,
exactly,
how hard you can push it.
And saying, and really clear wisdom.
Out of the way!
Go on, good cornering. Nearly there, go on, guys.
Go on, mate.
Go on, 853.
That was hilarious, the little girl on a scooter just scootering around the corner just as people crest into the park for the final 300 metres.
I mean, some risk of actual damage to humans, but
that was in the inner parent kicking. Get out of the way!
Do you know, it's funny how hard people drink the water on this run.
Because there's no need to.
There's really no need. It's 10K. I see people get into their first water station when they've basically been running for five minutes.
They start guzzling, yeah.
And they drink half of it and then pour the rest of it over their heads. You've got to be regretting that 100 yards later,
haven't
you?
There's just no need to. You've got a stitch and you're chafing immediately.
Yeah. It's like you want to say, we did the marathon the other day. We've seen people bleed. All right? I've seen people bleed. But it's really nice, good atmosphere. It's quite a cliquey atmosphere. I mean, you know everyone, they all know each other. Going past the stewards.
No, but that's only, that's just a community thing. You know, just people I see every day.
There's a guy you introduced to me before the race, and I saw him twice on the way around and gave him a big wave. And he had no idea.
He's a track beast. We're getting some.
I saw someone take a shortcut.
Oh, mate.
Maybe they had their reasons. Maybe they were going home.
Maybe they were going to the toilet. Maybe
but it was a bit odd.
There's no excuse for that.
There's really no excuse for that.
Well, we expect to hear the explanation of that in OK Magazine in the next
Yes, week. That's right. And ask me how I did without my headphones.
How did you do without your headphones, Rob?
I sang in my head the entirety of The Cure's Head on the Door, which is right. The CD that's playing in my car at the moment.
See, I think you sans headphones might be part of getting more in tune with you naturally what you got left.
No, I don't think... I know what you're saying. I hear this, but also I've kind of said it to myself.
You know how you can hear those? Because you're not wearing headphones.
the thing is...
Here we go, let's jog a little bit. Yeah, okay, just a little bit, not fast.
Keep the legs up.
Yeah.
But we're getting further and further and further away from the donuts.
I know, but we're going to... We're running to see my mate Julie. It's become a little... Yeah,
what does Julie look like, by the way? What top's she wearing? What's she got?
But she'll be right near the back.
All right, good, cool.
Just to warn you. Oh. So my legs always felt stiff.
Yeah, yeah.
They're just stiff from the track sessions and just stiffy.
See, I feel absolutely fine, but I know that I would just be robbing Peter to pay Paul and it would just be really hurting later. In fact, I definitely think I'm going to do the proper... I'm going to ice and heat my knees.
All right, yeah. How are your knees and your legs feeling?
Yeah, well, they were fine out there and they're hurting now.
Right.
This extra running is unwise. It's unwise.
Oh, well, let's walk then. Come on. No, we can walk. When we see, we'll jog in because it'll amount to the same
thing. Yeah, yeah. I mean, if we walk, we don't go as far. We don't have to come as far
back.
Yeah,
no, you're right. You're right.
I was going to say, yes, I was really steady. I just knew how steady I was.
Yeah.
And then I realised something, this thing about competing.
Yeah.
Is I realised that everyone, and I didn't mind it at all, enjoyed the competition, but everyone who established a running relationship with me brought it to me. Because I'm just going steady. Yeah?
Right,
so if I overtake you, I'm not aware of you, I'm just coming past.
Right, yeah.
So when these guys kind of speed up and come past me,
they're
already on the back foot.
Right.
Because it's them who's come to me with it.
Right, right.
And last year I wouldn't have noticed that because I wasn't as confident of my steadiness.
Right.
You know, so, people have started overtaking, I must be slowing down. Right. I don't feel like that now. I just think I'm just ticking along.
Yeah.
And on top of that, that led to me enjoying it, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
I had a couple of really gentle little challenges. There was a guy I overtook with about 2 kilometers to go and he just came back and overtook me back.
Right.
And then we went through a water station and his daughter was handing out the water going, "Go on, daddy," and I thought, fair enough.
He's
giving it the push to come into this water station ahead of me. But then once we were out of sight of her, I collapsed and threw him down and came past him again. And there's another guy who I think when I went past him he didn't, you know, he thought I couldn't go faster than this, and he overtook me. He got quite far in front of me.
Yeah.
And then I got him again after a while, he slowed down again. I'm assuming I kept pace really well.
Yeah.
And then the same thing happened right in the line. He paced it brilliantly. Because have you seen these flowers, by the way?
Go on.
That's not Judy, though, right?
No, it's not, no.
Well, you know everyone. It's Crouch End. Local boy makes good.
I don't actually know who she was.
Yeah, you do. If you're listening, that lady, Paul did know who you were. He's just being cruel. Yeah, and then that guy took me back again and won it, like, right near the line, and I had no chance. He paced it really well. He got me really fast in the park.
Right.
He was up in front of me, no chance, and there was a guy just in front of him that said, with a T-shirt that said, "Catch up."
All right, yeah.
It was very inspiring. I was going after both of them, but obviously I didn't get past either of them. I took one guy in the last couple hundred yards,
and that
was really by cornering tighter than him by a tree.
Which, frankly, that
feels cruel.
It
felt cruel.
No,
but
he needs to sort out his cornering.
Yeah. So the whole thing, you know, it was a really nice practice version of the theory we talked about. You know, like I say, last year, people coming past me basically made me unhappy.
Yeah.
Whereas this time, I was like,
I
get it now. I know what's going on, and it's all in good part.
I just set off a bit too fast and just faded. I was just tired. I was set off at 4 minutes kilometre and then just faded. But, you know...
And it
I finished fairly strong.
It's a really nice course. It's so good how local it is. You know, everyone knows each other. It's all...
It's a bit twisty, turny, tricky to run fast, though.
Oh, yeah. You set off like that. But it's good the way you set off in the park. You're kind of fighting your way out of the park, round the corner, over this,
around
that.
Because it slows you down, doesn't
there
it?
There are a couple of bollards.
Yes.
Which, I mean, there's one I came so close to. So close to this bollard. And then just after this, there was a bloke walking his little boy through a tunnel and sort of pretending to himself that he was totally unaware of the race rather than the attention seeking behaviour of a
let's just disrupt everything.
Keep over to the side.
You were I think you might have lost your first woman over 40 title. I'm not sure.
yeah I lost that for at least two reasons. Slower than last year and more
not much
penis.
Slower than last year though. What was your time last year?
I don't know.
Was it?
I don't know because it wasn't my time.
Yeah. But I think it was
you're
about.
You're going to get. People are very strict about this kind of thing, you know. I don't try at home, kids. running on someone else's running number, particularly if it is a woman.
Technically elite.
Unless you're a woman and it is your running number, in which case, go for it.
Here we go. I think we should go to the other end here. So
we're in the way. Just lean into the hedge. We're kind of in the way now. We're going to get... Just stay in the hedge.
Here we go. Here.
Oh, I've never been one of those people who nips across the run. And people did that in Berlin. It made me livid. Livid.
A lot of beeping going on. Here we go.
I think the subtext of all my talk is how...
Not long.
Go on, guys.
Not long to go.
All downhill from here.
What life?
Yep. Just a slow Hopefully. Crawl towards death. This is lovely. Helpful, now we're coming up to the poshest gate of Alexandra Palace Park, and running down that there is really nice.
Well done. Still haven't seen my mate Julie.
Wow, where's he going?
Hey.
Wait, where's he going? This is a man driving into the way of the 10K. Wow, this is exciting. I think that we're about to see a disaster. Oh, where that place going?
Some guy trying to just run everyone over.
Yeah, if you go slow in this, they throw in a few hazards to make it exciting.
Traffic.
A few cars that come
Not out. Long, mate.
So, yeah, this is you go up across underneath Alexandra Palace, and there's quite a lot of people, and it's like a dusty track. And then as you crest the brow of the hill, level hill.
People try and run you over.
And you come down. Now, why was he doing it? And then you come into this bit, which is more like a road, and it's a boulevard, and it's downhill, and there's a water station.
This is nice,
It's a really gorgeous spot.
Nice. This is where you want to be starting to kick in for the finish.
We should really be encouraging people more as well.
Yeah. Go on, mate.
That's it. He's got headphones on, that guy.
He shouldn't be wearing his. We should arrest him.
Perform a citizen's disqualification.
Intervention! That'd be great.
I'll tell him what's what.
I can't breathe.
These people just keep going to encourage people and they're wearing headphones. You're going the wrong way, mate. Go on, nearly there. Because we don't have to follow the course back, do we? Yeah, we do, because we're going with Judy.
Yeah, we do, yeah. Okay. So we've got to go all the way. It's only literally, I think she's done one other run this year in terms of like to train and then this.
Yeah.
It's quite well run. It's quite hilarious, the level of commitment she brings to the Crouchend 10K.
Yeah, the
and
question
every year,
is.
Every
not,
year I've got to go further and further back.
I was going to say, the question is not why she doesn't run the rest of the time, but it's why she does run this.
Well, because she really enjoys it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, she just loves it. So it's like...
But it must
be... It's to be admired, isn't it? It's amazing, really. The only thing she does every year is run 10K.
Yeah, but I don't think I would
enjoy it. On a one-off, I don't think I'd be able to.
But exactly, it would be such a tough run.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, respect is due.
41:30. Well, so how did the marathon go?
It was good. I'm sorry I didn't come early.
Oh, don't worry. But everyone was really tired. I mean, you're really tired.
46.
That's amazing. That's amazing. That's amazing, yeah.
Congratulations.
We're doing our podcast.
You gave me a specific number encouragement. Thank you so much. That was really welcome to me.
Did you enjoy your 4:26? Did you feel the day? It's an amazing day, isn't it?
It's an incredible.
It's good. It's an incredible day. And then maybe we'll get Sean out.
Maybe.
I've done it.
You've done it, have you? Okay, cool. Yeah. No, it's wild. It's wild. It's a wild day. The way it goes from doing your head in to really enjoying it. Do you know what I mean? Initially, it's just like, please stop shouting at me. And then by the end, it's like everyone's shouting just for me.
It's like the bit in The Simpsons with the rake. You know, it's like, this is funny. This is terrible. This is funny. Just goes on and on and on.
It gets really emotional at the end, yeah.
Do you have your name on your shirt?
It's just Paul, the Paul thing, yeah.
Did you achieve the time you wanted?
Yeah, it was fun. I did 3:10. It was good. It was good.
Did your best?
No, my best is 3:09, but that was a long time ago.
Yeah, so within seconds of it as well.
Yeah.
I
was good fun.
It was good. It was tough. I really faded and then ran on.
Yeah, I'll probably do it in London next year. I qualified for Chicago, like good for age for Chicago, so and that's one of the major marathons.
Yeah, Parkinson's.
It's meant to be a bit faster, so I'm going to go to Chicago.
But not together, because he was faster than me.
Taking a family or just you?
Probably just me. Purely selfish. Pure indulgence. Come on, let's go. We're looking for a mate. We've got to find
nice
my
to
mate.
Nice to see you. Nice
Take
meeting.
Care, love. See you later. Issues. Hiya!
It's Julie. Julie.
This is Julie.
Julie. Julie. Julie.
You've got it in your cheeky little... how's it going?
All right.
Yeah, you're bouncing me, aren't you? Did you go for your... Julie went for the one-in, one-out sound idea.
Does it make you run around in tiny circles? Because you're slightly faster on the music side.
Yeah, but they'll follow people who do it.
Yeah. I think it's fairly unpoliced. I did 41:30. It was good fun. I was knackered all the way around, really. But it was a laugh, yeah. It's quite a tricky course, actually, isn't it? If you want to run fast.
Here you go, look, just a kilometre to go.
Why? Why do you hate this one? Yeah, yeah, yeah. That kid's great. Just stood in the middle of the course. It's been really nice, yeah. It's been good fun.
And not too hot. Just nice.
Have they closed the traffic for this bit?
Yeah, this road's completely closed. It's quite a big road as well. Plus, it was the moonwalk last night. London must be gridlocked where the roads are open.
So what's your... Do you have any awareness of time? Sort of what you relate... How far? How long it's been? Relation to other years and stuff?
We should have got a medals poll, because all these people think that we haven't finished yet.
That's fair enough. I don't mind.
I don't know, that guy said, well done, well done, mate, keep
if
going.
You didn't use that really stupid mic, you wouldn't have gone faster.
I actually finished a little while ago. I want to make that absolutely clear.
You're keeping your form, that. I think you're running better than other years, mate.
Well, congratulations.
Everyone's vaping.
He said you never do any running except this. Is that accurate?
Right.
Good, yeah.
There we go.
Was it your dog? Great.
I rang Julie last night in a pre-race. I think she was having a glass of wine in the garden and vaping furiously about midnight.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was sitting in my living room eating hummus at 2. Yeah. So, you know, it's not the perfect preparation, is it?
It's a really low-key race, actually, isn't it? Which is one of the reasons why I like it.
Yeah, and it's got that villagey thing.
Yeah.
Not villagey, but, you know, it's a town, classic London town within a town. It's definitely Crouch End.
Rob's having an identity crisis. No, it's not your fault.
Yeah. No, I don't feel like I'm being dragged down.
No. Just as long as you ever know, we're not like her, everyone. Well, we'll step out near the end, Rob. Don't worry, we won't go right to the...
No, because the timing chip, we'd blow the rig.
Yeah.
If we go through again, we'll be done for negative cheating. These guys are claiming that they ran it slower than they did.
So this is a bit you don't like when you come into the end. It does take you around a bit, doesn't it? Around that loop.
I'm going to get ahead and get a picture of you getting into the park. Here we go. Go on, Julie. Into the park.
Right, I'm going to walk in. We'll meet at the end, yeah? You take care. See you later.
So, there you are. We did it.
Yeah.
I hope you could hear Julie.
We probably couldn't, to be
honest. No, well, Steve will see what he can do.
Yeah.
See what magic Steve can work. And there's the... Hiya, well done. That's the lady I met in the toilet queue.
Yeah.
Yeah, we made a little connection over a need to poo and wee as late as possible. Right, let's get a team picture.
Yeah.
And then we'll... So that is...
Crouch End 10K.
We'll see you next year, but we'll also see you...
And now for the donut.
...next week.
It's really a race for the donut.
Yeah, and when you say donuts, we're going to nick a car and turn it round and round the car park, yeah? We should have our medals. Oh, well, we've got our numbers. Crouch End 10K.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.